The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Hey, guys, how'd you like to make $3,000 tonight?
What? Yes. I'd love to.
Well, you know what? All you got to do is go right down the street here. And starting at 6:30, it's their $3,000 guaranteed to first place tournament at Lions Poker Palace. $80 plus a $20 seat fee. And $80 unlimited rebuys for the first five levels. No re-entry fee. 20K starting stack. 15-minute rounds. I played in this tournament. It's terrific. It's a great structure. The players are a lot of fun to play with. And if you haven't played in one of their tournaments yet, they do these 3Ks every night during the week. They do it's 7.5 on Fridays, 6 on Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Real money, all completely legal in an absolute palace. It is aptly named because this place is fantastic. It's got security inside and outside, complimentary valet, and self-parking in a secure lot. This is like a Vegas casino, only better.
It legit is. I mean, and we've gone to there's plenty of poker rooms in Vegas that Fred and I have gone to and you're like, oh, all right. And this is the kind that you walk into in Vegas and you're like, oh, finally, let's sit down and play some cards. It's a good environment. You're going to love it there, guys. 10 tables, 18 televisions. They'll put on whatever game you want. If you want to watch it, they'll put it on. Follow them on Facebook for all the tournaments and events. That's Lions Poker Palace on Facebook. And you can find them at 6134 Richmond Avenue. You mention us, you get your first 2 hours of play for free. That's Lions Poker Palace.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Rockets, not bad, huh? Considering last night that they only played 8 guys, Gordon comes off the bench and just goes nuts.
41-15 is the fourth quarter line. The Jazz start to pull away a little bit in the third quarter, and the Rockets were like, no. There's plenty of good stuff to say about this team. I think they're a real contender, and it's the first time I've ever felt that way about them in this Harden era, I guess we'll call it. The first time I've ever felt like they got a chance to actually do something here. Under Bill O'Brien, the Texans are 31-31. Would you say that maybe Bob McNair let the Gary Kubiak mediocrity go for too long?
I don't know, though. It's like right when he should have fired him, they got good.
And but here's a
then
chance.
He was stuck with him for another couple of
here's
years.
Here's a chance, though, to get out of this thing.
I don't know, man.
Coming off a 4-10 season, nobody can really question it.
I think if you're going to get rid of him, that's the time to do it. But I still think give him one more year.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. And at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at John Snow with a 0, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. Lots of good stuff, all available on podcastarena.com. Short hour here. We're out at 6:30 for Aggie basketball.
Aggie hoop.
Yeah, so there was a poker question on Twitter.
Yeah.
That I thought was pretty good, since we just talked about this.
The Poker Palace?
Yeah, well, since we just talked about the Poker Palace. But Dr. Dre on 290 retweeted Daniel Negreanu, who asks, early an attorney, no Annie, the under-the-gun player goes all in for 10 blinds. It's folded to you in the big blind, and you have 10 blinds. What is the worst hand you should call with? Jacks, ace-jack suited, sixes, or ace-king? I got to be honest. If it's early in a tournament...
Well, it says early in the tournament. Doesn't it say that?
Yeah. If it's early in a tournament, I'm not calling
my answer
any
is kings.
Yeah. Kings is the least hand I'm going to call with at that point. Because... And... I mean, even ace-king, I'm probably folding. And I don't want to waste my tournament on that hand that early.
And I'll tell you this. In fact, I feel like this exact thing happened to me, and I called with kings. And it was maybe, I think it was the first hand. And it was, I don't know if it was the last time we went to Vegas or the time before, but you were like shocked that I was out so early. I was like, I got dealt kings in the big blind first hand. It was first round of blinds. And someone pushed me all in, and I called, and they had aces. And, you know, it happens. Normally, And it's a strong way to play aces. I mean, you might not get paid off because it takes such a good hand to want to call it that early. But if you find someone who has kings, then you get paid. Yeah. And if you don't, you steal the blinds.
Or you get paid by somebody who's calling you with sixes here.
Right. Now, for me, the answer to that question is kings. Kings is the worst hand I call with there.
Yeah, I'm with you. Because at that point of the tournament, I'm more worried about, you know, what am I going to go out with?
And I don't feel because I don't feel stupid for calling with kings when I did.
Yeah, I'm going to feel stupid if I call with sixes.
Yeah, if you call with ace jack, you're stupid. I mean, because then there's so many things that have to go right for you. It's to me, and everybody plays differently. To me, the answer to that is kings.
Yeah, that's not an option on there though.
Well, then I don't have the answer.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776.
I guess the closest thing to an answer that he's got there that I would say is jacks. I'd rather call with jacks than call with ace-king.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't call with jacks there either.
I wouldn't either, but I'm just, yeah, of the choices just, he's got.
Now, a totally different situation if you're late in the tournament.
Right.
I'm calling with almost any of those hands except ace-jack.
Yeah.
I mean, because at that point, you've got to double up. And, you know, but early on, man, when your tournament life's on the line, no.
Yeah, jack-jack, that's a hand I don't ever want to play.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
J-Rap says it's risking a lot just to win the blinds.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, and that's the thing. Guys under the gun, I mean, that's a... You got to put him on a pretty good hand to risk his tournament life on that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're doing it there, you want to call.
Yeah.
If you're shoving all in that early, you want to be called.
D-Trent says, do you think that the Vrabel defensive non-existence is causing the O'Brien coaching job talk? If defense held 7-plus points or less in a lot of games, things would be different. Well, first of all, for the defense to hold teams under 7 points, I mean, if your defense was doing that, you'd be on your way to the Super Bowl. Almost no team holds defenses under 7 points per game. That's, or is he talking about if they held 7 points less per game? Well, either way, the defense is bad. The offense is bad. I'm sure if the defense was better, there'd be less talk of O'Brien getting fired because the team would probably be headed towards a 6-10 season, and 6-10 feels better than 4-12. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it was a bad season, and there's no way around it being a bad season. I don't know if Deshaun Watson had been healthy, I think it would have obviously been a much better season. But I think if the rest of the team plays like this, you're talking about 8-8, and a guy who's gone 9-7, 9-7, 9-7, if he goes 8-8, are you suddenly like, that's progress? I don't know. I don't think so. But the idea that he and Watson have something special together, to me, is the only reason to even consider keeping him around.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty good reason if you think
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I'm a big believer in Watson's the special part of them.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, well, I think he is, but let's squeeze on a quick call here. Joe. You're on the Blitz.
Hey, guys. Two quick questions. First, like, really random question. With these games, like football games, why is it that, you know, when guys are, like, celebrating or some guys are about to get into a fight or something, the cameras cut away so quickly? It's like they don't want to show it for some reason. And then main question is, like, with people, you know, like Tony Kornheiser and Costas coming out and Meryl Streep talking about how football should be banned and all the liberals trying to get football banned. You know, some of these people made their money from football, and isn't it a little hypocritical that now they're trying to tear down what made them so wealthy?
Sure,
you know, with all these liberals trying to get rid of it. I mean, what do you guys think that the future of MMA and football are since they want to get rid of it?
Well, I can tell you this, MMA has a lot less, and obviously the sample size is a lot smaller, but they've got a lot less long-term injuries. Because in MMA, if you get, I mean, you know.
The ability to tap out is huge. It really is. Because, and And you know this. You've done it. You learn as much defense as you do offense in MMA.
Yeah. There's not a lot of protection. There's not a lot of blindside stuff flying at you. But the football thing is weird, and I don't know if it's just necessarily liberals who are saying this, because I've seen a lot of guys who are football players who have come out and said, I won't let my kids play football. So it's a – I don't think it has anything to do with politics, honestly. I just think it's people are starting to see that the sport does long-term damage, and there are people who are willing to take it, and there are people who aren't. And – you know, I applaud the people who aren't. If you've got a way to make a living some other way besides putting your body through hell, by all means, do it. I mean, Evel Knievel had a pretty good job, paid well, but it busted him up pretty good too. I don't know that football's ever going to go away completely, but I think there's going to be more and more changes to make it safer and safer, and it's It's as a guy who loves football, and I love to see these dudes who are willing to go out there and smash their brains in for my entertainment. I mean, that makes me sad, because I feel like if I found 22 guys who are willing to stand on a big chunk of grass and beat the hell out of each other for money, then they know exactly what they're in for. And that's the difference between now and 20 years ago. 20 years ago, no one knew what. We didn't understand CTE the way we do now. We didn't understand.
Well, I'm not sure we understand it now.
No, but we definitely have a much better understanding.
I think there's an awareness that it exists.
Yeah,
but honestly, to me, I think it's a shame that these things happen. But I think you make decisions that you're getting into a sport that at this point, if they say they don't want their kids to play, that's on them. But people who play, that they know they're going into a risk here. There's a risk every time you walk on the field of getting hurt. Just like there's a risk of every time you get on a Houston freeway getting killed by an idiot. I mean, don't tell me you're more likely to get CTE on an NFL field than you are to get killed by an idiot on a Houston highway, because you're not. Well, we have a combined 5 accidents between us here.
Yeah.
Only one of which was one of our faults.
Times are hard.
Yeah.
But we didn't die.
Yet. How do you know?
It's true.
I had a nasty concussion after mine. How do we know you're not concussed from yours?
How do we know
you're not CTE'd?
I'm pretty sure I'm okay.
I don't know, man.
And if I got CTE, it wasn't from a car wreck.
It was from beer.
Yeah, probably.
All right. Well, guys, if you've got a car that was in a wreck, or you got one that's in good shape that you don't need anymore, I can tell you where to send it. Car, truck, motorcycle, RV, doesn't matter if it's running, doesn't matter if it's got flood damage, donate it to Texans Can Academies. They're going to tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. You can do it online in less than a minute, and your donation is tax deductible. So still time to get it in before the end of the year. And if you donate today, $50 Visa gift card, just their way of saying thank you. And all these go to help kids right here in the city. The Texans Can Academies. These are kids. They take in kids that have dropped out of other schools. They give them another chance, and so many of them graduate. These are good kids, man. Some of them need glasses. They get them. Sometimes they need bus passes to get to school. They get it for them. And that's where your donation goes. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come and tow your vehicle. And now's the time to help here as we close out the year. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I'm going to give something away. Got some Harlem Globetrotter tickets. The Harlem Globetrotters return to Houston for 2 games only, Saturday, January 27th. Score your tickets at Ticketmaster.com, and don't miss your chance to get in on the action at NRG Arena, Saturday, January 27th. We'll take caller 15. Can I ask something? Because I honestly don't understand a lot of this stuff. Why is he talking about – why are we making that thing about concussions political? We're talking about liberals. And, you know, Longhorn Dimitri's mad at me because I made a comment that you guys, your liberal BS views are getting old. First off, I've been very clear that I don't like liberals and I don't like hardcore conservatives. I don't like any of you. Okay? So I'll just alienate everybody. I think if you have those beliefs and that's all you believe, I have no respect for you. I've said that a million times, but I have to say, you can't make every, I mean, so if I make a joke about, oh, let's say a child molester from Alabama, how is that political? If I make the same joke about Al Franken,
yeah,
how is that political? I mean, we've sat here and had Harvey Weinstein masturbation jokes. Where's the politics in that? Stop making everything political, guys. Because frankly, I don't care about politics. It's dumb. And I'm glad you're passionate about it. I'm passionate about local politics and trying to help my community. But this national crap, I could care less about. So don't try to paint me into your little window, because it doesn't make sense for you to actually look at everything and say, oh, well, wait a minute. Maybe this isn't a political thing. Stop making everything political, people.
Yeah, football hey, doesn't man, need to be political.
That. Yeah, that would have been a good one. It's not political. I don't know.
But we're not the ones who tried to make it political.
No. But I really hate being called a liberal. I'd like you to spend 5 minutes listening to me and my wife talk politics and then call me a liberal. It just irritates the living snot out of me.
Well, everybody's got their thing.
Mm. It just shows I'm not going to get off on it. But now she's a liberal. I mean, and she makes no bones about it, and she's proud to be. And basically, I can't have a conversation with her about politics without wanting to divorce her.
Right.
Because she drives me nuts with that stuff. And that crap may work in Canada, but it doesn't work here. You got 34 million people. I got 340 million people.
Yeah.
It's a different society. But, yeah. Regardless... Yeah, I've been banished to the couch many nights when we've gotten into political discussions.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Well, because she thinks Hillary Clinton was a good choice for the day. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. What has she done wrong? And so I start listing everything. And what's so funny is, and I'll say this about both you guys. It's like you make the same arguments about the other side that they make about you, and then you say they're unreasonable. Yeah. You guys are arguing the exact same thing. It's because you're all unreasonable. I blame John. So, who do we have the Aggies playing tonight? It's not on my thing here. Northern
like
Kentucky.
Northern.
Yeah, that's. Yeah,
I should have known that because I did read your college basketball preview. You. And he does, guys, if you had a chance to check that out on Sports Map yet, AJ does a really good job with that.
It's a sort of a capsule form way to keep up with the college basketball teams in the area that may be of interest to you. So it just talks about what they did last week and what they've got coming up this week.
Yeah. Yeah. And that way, if you're, it's like, if you're not going to watch every single game or pay attention to every single game, it's a good way to catch up, and you'll know what's going on. And when you get to tournament time, you'll have at least a pretty good idea about some of these teams because you'll have been keeping up with them. And it's a quick read. It's not, you know, you'll be done with it in a couple minutes.
Yeah. So they play Northern Kentucky tonight. They play Buffalo on Thursday, but that won't cut into our show.
No, because I believe that's a 7:30 pregame.
Yeah, they play at 8 o'clock on Thursday, but.
I don't mind them cutting in this time of year.
They announced yesterday that Admon Gilder's out 2 or 3 weeks with a knee injury, which is pretty big for Aggie. Aggie's having a good season, though. They're 9-1. Their one loss was to Arizona by 3 points. They're doing some good things, and they're probably about to head into the SEC schedule, which is the SEC's looking tougher than it has in a while. So it's not just a Kentucky show. Auburn's really good. You know, Kentucky's obviously good. Mississippi State's been good. Alabama looks pretty good. Arkansas looks decent. So, and Florida will probably be all right by the time it's all said and done.
Lamont, you're just trolling now, so I'm not even responding to you. Go have a beer. I'm going to wrap it up. I really hate Tuesdays. I'm gonna quit doing the show on Tuesdays. All right. Good job by Jong Lee. Good job by AJ Hoffman. Pretty good today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.